I'm Kevin. I'm with you till four, and as promised, the guest has arrived, Paul Cox of Classic Isle. Hello, Paul.
Hello.
Nice to talk to you again.
Likewise, thank you.
Yeah, last time we spoke, it was before the event, and now it's after the event. So
yes.
The reason we're here is for you to tell us, well, give us your verdict on the event, because it was the first time ever for the island, first classical music festival, perhaps in England, wasn't it?
Well, the concept is slightly different,
yeah.
But yeah, first of its type for the island, for definite. First thoughts, exhausting,
yeah.
But resounding success. We didn't get the ticket numbers we hoped for, but we can only build on that from next year. Everybody that left was absolutely blown away by the whole experience, and has begged us to do it again next year. So the wheels are in motion.
Yeah.
See if I can muster enough energy to do it all again, because it is all consuming. So,
yeah.
But enjoyed every minute of it. So yeah.
Okay. So the main thing is, probably for the first time, you yourself wouldn't know how how it was all going to be received, but you're saying that the audience, well, I was there with you on Sunday,
yeah, absolutely.
And I was blown away by it, but you were saying the feedback you got from Sunday particularly was to say, let's have it again.
Yeah. Everybody, because you know, I stood at the exit as people were leaving just to say thank you so much for your support, thanks for coming. And everybody that left shook my hand and said, we've had such a fantastic time, the experience has been amazing, yeah. please do it again. And that was across the board, you know.
Okay.
So I was elated, because we achieved basically what I wanted to achieve, which was to provide a top class entertaining weekend, and we achieved that,
yeah.
You know, so based on that, you know, I have asked for feedback from everybody that's in our database. We've had loads of things come back, all positive. Couple of little things that we need to change, need to adapt, evolve for next time round. But across the board, generally, nothing but positive.
Yeah.
So,
what sort of things were people saying that you think you could learn from? Because that's what it's all about, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Your first one, they're bound to be lessons learned, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, there was lots of lessons learned. A lot of them were minuscule, that, you know, the, you think people have better things to do with their time, you know, on a couple of occasions. But the main thing that came out of it was obviously the it was weather dependent. It was an outdoor event, you know, apart from the VIPs that were in a marquee. They were sat on the lawn, you know, and obviously as night draws in, it gets cold. What they want next year is to perhaps put some sort of an allowance in for either covering or heating. It is an outdoor event. Obviously, there's only so much we can do. You know, such, you look at Glyndebourne, you know, when people go to Glyndebourne, the massive opera festival, people don't moan about the weather. They turn up and they get on with it, such as when we used to do with Osborne House, the open air concert.
Yeah.
Regardless of weather, British bulldog spirit, you turn up, you get on with it. You know, it's, we can't make allowances, but we're going to do our utmost to make it more amenable, obviously, to the weather conditions.
Yeah.
And the length of the day, people thought that it was a lot. So you want to give value for money, you know, and we jammed as much as we possibly could to,
yeah,
within the period for very good ticket price, you know.
Yeah.
You wouldn't get that sort of value anywhere else.
No.
So we can either increase the ticket price or we reduce the length of the day down, you know.
Yeah.
We are looking at other things, such as doing a sort of child's concert first off, perhaps 2 till 4, so we get an orchestra in, play Disney tunes,
yeah,
just something to get, you know, stir the interest of the youngsters to get them onto that next level, you know.
Yeah.
So that's something we could sort of adapt and bring into the equation. So, you know, there's lots of things we're looking at, lots of things we're thinking about. So watch this space,
yeah,
really.
I suppose that's your next headache, really, isn't it? Is to sort of think, well, what do I do next? Because there are so many options, aren't there?
Well, there is. There is lots of options. You know,
yeah,
we finished on a high. We had a fantastic firework,
yeah,
display at the end of the night.
Yeah.
Again, everybody was knocked out by that. And I you know, I achieved the desired result. As far as I was concerned, everybody went away happy, elated, wanting to do it again. So I don't want to change it too much. You know, I'd like the way it panned out. I like the idea of it being a full-on festival where you can come and go as you please. And if you start limiting it, I don't know, I think you'll put a lot of people off, you know. So we will titivate, but we're not going to adapt it too much.
Yeah. Was there any feedback about any of the acts themselves?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, people were just wowed by the quality of the acts. I mean, you know, from Margaret Keys to the London Mozart Players to Martinez to Amy Dixon, they're all world-class acts. And I think people left, you know, just knocked out because they didn't expect to see the quality and the class that they saw, you know, especially for that sort of money.
Yeah.
And they all had something a little bit different. You know, Martinez playing the accordion, Amy playing the saxophone, the London Mozart Players, one of the world's eminent orchestras. You know, this is class, absolute class. And I think everybody was surprised, really, by the quality of it.
Yeah.
So we've got a lot to live up to now, because obviously the second one is got to be better. Where we go from here, I don't know.
Yeah.
But
okay.
That's the plan, is to now carry on and bring the same sort of quality back.
So are you already planning the next one? Have you already started the process?
Yes, we've already put the wheels are in motion. Acts are being sought. The one thing that did come out of this weekend was the adoration for the youngsters.
Yeah.
The Ireland Talent Showcase.
Oh,
absolutely,
that was amazing.
Blew everybody away. You know, from Tom, the 11-year-old, right through to Josh, the guitarist at 19-year-old. Every single one of those five kids was absolutely amazing. And everybody that left said, wow, those kids. So we're going to build on that next year, give them a bigger profile, and try and build more of the program around them.
Could I ask you a bit more about that?
Like, yeah, of course.
How will you build on that? Are you going to try and open it out to more people on the island to
go forward
and audition?
Absolutely, we've got our five core players now, which we're looking to build on and obviously progress them through, because we want to now push them forward, you know.
So they hopefully will be back next year.
They're already lined up to come back next year. And I'm also lining up a couple of separate little concerts which will be based around them.
Okay.
At different venues. So
you're organizing that yourself?
I'd be sorting that out. Yeah,
fantastic.
But yes, there will be next year some more auditions done to bring some more youngsters through, you know, because this is a fantastic format.
Yeah.
And just the idea of given youngsters from the island a slot on a stage, wherever it be, you know, whether it be in Northwood or wherever, it's just such a boost for them. And these kids, they went away absolutely beside themselves, you know.
I'm
because
not surprised.
No, and the people that we're mixing with, because backstage, obviously, it was very relaxed, very laid back affair. Thea, our soprano, was being mentored by Margaret, who happens to be in America at the moment supporting Andrea Pacelli. She's coming back next year. So, you know, that's one name I can throw into the mix.
Fantastic.
I'm not going to announce anybody else, obviously, because that's an ongoing process, but she's coming
I'll
back
keep
next year.
Your yeah, though,
yeah. No, I'm sure you will. But, you know, again, she wouldn't get an opportunity like that to be mentored by somebody of Margaret's, you know, quality and class.
Yeah.
And we want to emanate that. We want to bring the youngsters through again and hopefully give some other kids the opportunity.
What was that Ireland Talent Showcase something that you came up with right at the start of planning, or did it sort of happen gradually?
Well, it evolved, to be honest. I was looking at all these different acts, obviously getting something a little bit different on board. And, you know, knowing that there isn't a lot going on for the kids here, opportunity-wise, I thought this is the perfect opportunity, you know, to give these kids something, a focus, you know. So then I developed this show, the Ireland Talent Showcase, then started the auditions, and then picked these five kids out, and it's blown everybody away, really. So and the parents, they've been, you know, they've just loved it.
Yeah,
absolutely loved it, because it's bringing their kids, you know, through. And they do like lose their way easily, kids, if they're not given something to focus on.
Yeah.
Already they're focusing on next year, you know.
Yeah.
So
but to be there just as an eyewitness, and I think it was an 11-year-old lad who played the
Tom,
piano.
Yeah,
He just
amazing.
Stunned actually. Everyone. Didn't he? Well, they all did.
Yeah.
But to be but
11
that,
years
that
of age,
exactly. And if you close your eyes, you'd be thinking you're in the Royal Albert Hall, yep. listening to a professional pianist, wouldn't you?
I agree. And they can only get better from here. You know, they can progress. Yeah. And long term, I'm hoping that we can provide scholarships. You know, once a year we get pluck one lucky youngster, get him up to the Royal Academy of Music, and push them through. You know, and where else would they get that opportunity?
Okay. No, it's exciting stuff, and the thought that that section of the festival will grow next year.
Yeah.
So you're on the hunt already.
Yes, absolutely.
The island's got talent.
Yeah, a little
bit. Not quite, but yeah. So, well, we know we've got Margaret Keys coming back now, and we know we've got the Island Talent Showcase coming back. See?
Caught me out there.
What about the venue? Are you able to say where? Will you stick with Northwood House?
We're going to stick with Northwood House. Okay. The venue itself is it's an ideal size. I mean, as you know, the whole idea of this is to keep it small, keep it boutique-y. We don't want big numbers because you lose the ambiance, you know. So we're going to stick with Northwood House. It's ideal with all the traffic routes. There's plenty of parking. You know, the site suits what we want to do. The ferry is right down the road. It's perfect venue, really. And the guys, you know, Esquire Events, who run the events team up there, the trustees, the volunteers, they're all fully behind it. You know, it's a good team.
Okay.
Good team.
Fantastic. So, and same time of year, Paul, it'll be what, September time?
I think so, yeah. I mean, the August, July is a busy time. There's so much going on. So we want to try and do something a little bit different. Plus, you know, look at the weather. August, it was an absolute washout.
Yeah.
September generally is the better month now.
Yeah.
Although it does get cold in the evening, we will try and, you know, resolve that situation, but it's a better time of the month, I think, a better time of the year.
Yeah, and I suppose the audiences themselves need to get used to the idea too. So those who came this year will think, okay, I want to go next year because it was such a knockout event.
Yeah,
but next time I'll bring a blanket,
bring a duvet,
and throw one over my head.
Absolutely,
yeah.
That's what it's all about. Wrap up. It's outdoor. Wrap up.
Yeah, bring a rucksack with fleeces. Bring your slippers.
Why not? Why not? We get some chaise longues and make a proper affair of it.
I like it.
But now we are evolving, we're adapting, and we are trying to suit and cover all the bases, you know. And unfortunately, it is open air, so there's only so much we can do. But look out for this, you know, next year, and we'll try and make it work for you.
Is there anything, just finally, about the balance of the program? You talk about lessons learned. Is there anything that you might change, or it was very varied, and I think that was its strength, wasn't it?
I think so. There was a little bit of something for everybody. That's what we wanted to do. The only sort of negative feedback that I got was that people struggled to stay the duration because it was a long, you know, both days. They started at 2, finished at 10, so you got an 8-hour marathon of class. You know, there was no stopping the music. It just carried on for 8 hours, you know. And a lot of people felt that was too long. So as I said, if we can perhaps take out a couple of hours to start that with a kiddies concert, that reduces the time. Perhaps next year do half day tickets instead of full day tickets, so people can come and go as they want. You know, we're looking at the options. So,
okay. Well, the main thing is it was a success, and you're proud of what you achieved.
I'm still sort of I don't know, in a bit of a daze, to be honest. It's you know, with the huge build up, it was 18 months from scratch to get to that point.
Yeah.
And then obviously we had the firework display on the Sunday night, and that was the first time I slept for about 6 nights was that night. And then obviously Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday we were back there clearing up, taking the stage down, and because I'm very hands on, obviously. And since then it's been a bit of a blur, to be honest. And I thought, well, what happened there, you know? So I've got to keep going now because, you know, I don't know where else to go now. This is, you know, I absolutely love the experience, love working with the people that I've, you know, work with, from say Esquire Events and Spider UK, which provided the stage and the production, did a fantastic job. I mean, the sound quality was just superb.
Yeah.
Right through to all our partners, you know, such as Vectis Radio, Red Funnel, Lizelle, Visit Isle of Wight, Isle of Wight County Press, you know, the NFU Mutual. Couldn't have done it without all their support, you know, and just the fact that people paid, turned up, enjoyed what we did, and went away happy, you know, and that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. And for those who don't know you, just explain finally how it all came about in the first place, because we're assuming that everybody knows, but not everybody does, do they?
No.
You run your own development company, don't you?
Well, yeah.
But you've always had a love of classical music.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Exactly. You know, our background is, well, it's not varied. I've done the same job really since I was a kid. But you know, I've built it up from nothing. And my passion has always been classical music. You know, I used to go to various open air concerts on the mainland. I used to go to Osborne House every year for the classical. And it's a great way to spend an evening, spend an afternoon, just relax, take a hamper, take wine. And when they stopped doing it at Osborne House, I mean, you know, I'm a businessman as well, I saw an opportunity and I thought, right, well, this is, I think now we can take it back to basics, start again, do something a little bit different. And that's where it all sort of came from, really. And that was probably about 5 years ago, I actually came up with the, you know, with the idea.
Yeah.
And it's just been a sort of steady trickle in the background, obviously, alongside my day job, really. So
steady trickle.
I'm back to the day job now, you know. So.
Yeah,
I need to get...
Yeah, I've got the hint, it's all right. I need to let you go.
No, that's fine. No.
But yeah, it's fantastic. So we look forward to next September, but for you, you're already working on next September.
We are.
When might we look forward to some sort of an announcement about...
Well, we are
September?
Looking, you know, I'm working hard on it now. There is, you'd be amazed at how many quality acts there are out there, and to try and pinpoint a handful...
Yeah.
Is the hardest part. Finding the acts isn't a problem. Finding the quality acts isn't a problem.
Yeah.
It's finding what we want, you know, to bring to the island is trying to break it down.
Yeah.
I am looking also to do some early bird tickets this year, which we didn't do last year. It was a steady build up, and it was we were finding our feet a bit, but this time round we've got a database now of people that came and loved it. Yeah. So straight away they're going to be given the opportunity to buy their tickets first at a discounted rate. So hopefully prior to Christmas we'll be able to get those out.
Yeah, brilliant.
So by then, I'm hoping by Christmas, we'll have a good fair few of the acts in place, such as, you know, the other festivals do. We're not going to give them all in. We could trickle them out so that, you know, to keep people's interest up.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, seems to be the way forward.
Yeah.
But by Christmas we should have probably half the acts in the bag, so
fantastic.
That's the plan.
Well, I was there on Sunday, and all I can say is well done, Paul, because it was fantastic.
Thank you.
Credit to you. So
it nearly killed me, but hey, I'm still here to tell the tale.
Yeah, well, you look quite bright-eyed now, relaxed.
That's what sleep does, that.
Yeah, it does help, doesn't it? Yeah, all right. Anyway, thanks for coming in, Paul. And
thank you.
Perhaps we'll speak to you again before too long.
Yeah, hopefully. Who knows? You're going to be sick of the sight and all the sound of me.
Never.